On Wednesday, the Spokane Public School Board will choose names for three new middle schools. The school board will choose between the names of several civil rights icons, historical figures, and community leaders. The names were chosen out of nearly 1,500 submissions. The options for the new Northeast Middle School are Beacon Pines, Denny Yasuhara, and Francis Scott. Beacon Pine is a nod to Spokane's Beacon Tower, which sits atop of a hill and was once used by early aviators before radar was invented. It could be seen from 150 miles away. Denny Yasuhara was both a civil rights leader and a Gary Middle School teacher. He endured discrimination as a child during World War II and was an advocate for the Japanese community in Spokane. Frances Scott was Spokane's first female African-American attorney and a teacher at Rogers High School. She practiced civil rights law while she was also teaching. The options for the Northwest Middle School include Breckenridge, Pauline Flett, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Eugene Breckenridge was the first African-American teacher at Spokane Public Schools. Breckenridge was a World War II Army veteran and received multiple honors during his teaching career. Pauline Flett was an elder in the Spokane tribe who was instrumental to preserving the Salish language. She was one of the first to use a written alphabet to transcribe the language and was involved in efforts to teach Salish for many years. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a Supreme Court justice and a renowned advocate for women's rights. The name options for the South Spokane Middle School include Carla Pepperzak, John Oakley, and York. Carla Pepperzak was a Holocaust freedom fighter during World War II who helped save many Jewish people from concentration camps. She moved to Spokane in 2004 and now educates students about the Holocaust. She's the only candidate who is still currently alive. John Oakley was a school board member, a coach, and taught at the school district for 36 years. York was a member of the Corps of Discovery, the group that accompanied Lewis and Clark when they explored the region. He was the first African American to cross North America. The school board will decide during their regular 7 p.m. meeting. The community can attend online or can register to attend in person at the school district's website. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.